Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Shock Podcast. I'm Charles Firth, and with me today, as always, are Grace Tame and Dave Milner.
Yo.
The Greens yesterday released a bill to bring in the Murdoch Royal Commission, which is obviously going to fail because the Greens don't have the numbers in either house. But,
and it's a good, important thing we'd like to see happen for the state of the democracy, so it might not happen.
It's amazing how muted reporting on this topic has been, especially in the Murdoch press. I'm not quite sure why.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I hadn't noticed.
Yeah.
Perhaps there was nothing to notice.
Like literally, if you go to Google News and you look up Murdoch Royal Commission, Sarah Hanson Young Greens, Sarah Hanson Young introduced it. It's like the third or fourth result on Google, and it's from the well-known publication The Mirage, which only serves Russian ads, as far as we can work out.
We should get some of those Russian ads, that Russian ad money, Charles.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
See, that is the value of Twitter, though, because I did hear about this directly from Twitter, and as much of a cesspit as it is, at least there's that. It is still a valuable service, despite whatever Elon's trying to do to it at the moment.
So what do you think we should do? Like, how would we force the Labor Party into getting us a Royal Commission? Like, what could the Greens trade in order to get up the Royal Commission?
You mean tit for tat, backdoor bargaining sort of stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
It's nasty stuff, Charles. I'm not into
what
it.
What I'm thinking is...
not into it either. It's just such a cynical, disgusting...
I think what we need to do is...
ethical. It's an ethical toilet.
It absolutely is.
Thanks, Grace.
There's the episode title, yeah. An ethical toilet. I really like that.
Wait a minute. What's an ethical toilet? Doing a deal. No, I've got a perfect plan.
Canberra.
Oh, right.
Canberra is an ethical toilet.
No. Yeah, that's true. But I think I've got the perfect solution, which is clearly Labor doesn't want to give any money to housing. You know, the Greens are trying to get $5 billion worth of housing, then they've cut it down to $2.5 billion worth of housing. Why don't the Greens just go, we'll give up on housing in return for a Royal Commission? Hey, there you go.
Because lots of people need places to live.
Because also, let me just say this, not that I'm an expert in finance or economics by any measure, maybe adjacently, my fiancé has a master's degree in financial planning. A lot of the things that the Greens propose, a lot of their sound bites sound really good on the surface, but they don't really work. And I think we've talked about this before, that the current housing and rental crisis across Australia, which really should be broken down to separate states and jurisdictions, because there's different factors that contribute in every market. The Greens probably shouldn't be, and maybe this is the closeted centrist coming out at me.
You're a conservative, Grace.
What a twist, Grace Tame being the conservative voice on the podcast.
Come on, what a twist. Yeah.
Come on. We all know what my social values are.
Yeah. Next, are you going to call for more negative gearing?
No.
And what about those franking credits? There's not enough tax breaks on them.
Come on now. But the difference between theory and practice is very vast, as we know.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.